This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
So it's important to know a couple things here. Number one, first of all, I do not want Democrats united in any way, shape, or form. I want a bitter, bitter, brutal civil war that'll go all the way until the summer of 2020 with such crushed, hurt feelings that people can't recover from it. They don't want to recover from it. And those who back candidates, they won't come aboard the main party train anymore. Here, this is what I mean. When people get involved in politics, and perhaps you are one of those people, you get very emotionally invested, very emotionally invested. And you put your life on the line for this person, not physically, but you give up so much of your time, you give up your family, you support this person, then they lose. And if it's not legit, then many times people just stay home. There's such bitterness. When you're around people that you see all the time and you fight with them over something so passionate, it's very hard to heal those wounds. That's why party battles, intra-party battles, battles over chairman of the party, battles, you know, in public, they always act as if, well, we're all together and we had a little family squabble. BS. Those things cause wounds that last for decades. And sometimes you can never get over them. And they're bad. I've seen them myself. I've been involved in them myself personally. So all this talk of the Democrats are united now, I don't want them united. And so if that means that we don't tweet anymore at them for the next year so that they're not united, I'm good with that. I prefer it that way. I don't even want the nation to see them united at this point. I don't need them to see them united. I don't. It's not necessary. Let them unite in the summer of 2020. See, that's always been my big issue with the tweets of this week is it's not, I don't believe they're racist, and I don't believe that the president was trying to be in any way, shape, or form racist or anything, nothing. And I'm glad he called them out, and call them out. You should call them out. They deserve to be called out. But as far as finding a Machiavellian way to unite the Dems, to show people this is the face of the Democratic Party now, in July of 2019 is unnecessary. And I don't want them coming together and rallying and being united, standing together on anything. I want them to such a degree of absolute tearing each other apart that by the summer of 2020, when they have their convention and they all act as if we're coming back together now, if Joe Biden's a nominee, that half of the room thinks, you know what, he's going to lose. And when he does, you'll know why. We told you he's going to lose. And then sits on their hands and, yes, we'll deal with another 4 years of Trump. You know why? Because they think they can still impeach him. That's why. They're not, for them, having a moderate as their president and potentially having 8 years of the White House and party control, way scarier to them than another 4 years of Trump. I know that sounds nuts. I know that sounds counterintuitive to everything that you've heard, but it's the truth. I'm telling you that it's the truth. For them, getting rid of Trump is not as bad as you as a calling as you think. Now, they act like it is, but it's not. Here's the reason. Everybody in politics needs somebody to rally against. It's the way it works. You need a foil. And for the Suicide Squad, he's the perfect foil for them. He's everything that they hate. He's successful. He's American. He's a capitalist. He's a white guy. He's a straight guy. He's cisgendered. I mean, everything they hate is just a cacophony of everything they hate, and they love rallying against him. If they had a Democrat president in there, who's not going to go on board with their nutty socialist policies, they can't go after him in the same way. It's different. It's a much different situation. They're actually weaker in that position. They're actually weaker because the president, let's say it's Biden, he doesn't have to deal with them. He doesn't, and they know that. But Trump, they're not going to get their legislation passed with either of them, but at least they can go out there and get all this attention and rally against him and work against him. That's why they will, and I'm telling you right now, they will actually choose Trump over a Democrat, a moderate Democrat, if they have their choice. Now, based on where they live, they're not going to have that choice because in their states, with the exception of Michigan and Wisconsin, we're not talking about states that are actually up in play in 2020. But when the Democrats look united right now like they do and everybody says, well, now America sees them as united. No, America sees the beach and movie theaters because America is too damn hot to care about politics. Nobody cares outside of us right now. Nobody cares. I'm fine with condemning their hate. I'm fine with and we do on this show all the time. I play the clips. It's good for the president to do so as well. But the notion that he was trying to do this Jedi mind trick to unite them, if he was, because he's a very smart guy, I would ask him not to do it anymore for a year. Lay off for a year. And the reason is that when America looks at the United Democrats right now, they don't, all they know is that my son, where's his beach toy? It's too freaking hot. Nobody cares about politics till after Labor Day, and that's in an election year. It's not an election year. But the reason, the plus side of having Democrats divided, just pure divided, there's so many benefits to that. Number one is it forces the 2020 candidates to pick sides. Which side do they want to be on? They want to be on Pelosi's side? Or they want to be on the side of the Suicide Squad? Number two, it forces the vitriol, the real passion of the party, to be the soul of the party is at stake. It's the soul of the party. And in the soul of the party, that means it brings out the absolute most passionate primary voters. The people that will give up brunch, even. They'll give up Sunday brunch to go volunteer and go door to door and hand out pamphlets for a candidate. Those feelings from those people are very hard to mend when it's all over. So you have a bitter civil war now versus unity, and that lasts for a period of 10 months. And then all of a sudden now, their guy gets screwed. A big part of the reason why Hillary Clinton lost, number one, she was a terrible candidate, one of the worst candidates ever. But another big reason was the fact that a lot of Democrats stayed home. Now, I know the media would like to tell you that's because they thought she had it in the bag. I call BS on that. I think a lot of Bernie bros, the Bernie kids, I think they thought Bernie got cheated and they wanted to stay home to send a message. And I really do think that they were fine with Trump. I know that sounds crazy. And again, nobody on TV would ever say what I'm saying, but it's the truth. They were fine with Trump. The truth is they know the guy's not Hitler. They know the guy's not Stalin. They know that none of these things are happening. They love to say it. They love to say it. And they hate him. But it's a different kind of hatred. It's a different hatred versus the moderate Democrat party that continues to steamroll over the socialists, that steamrolls over the kooks. And the kooks want their day in the sun. And whatever it takes to deprive the party establishment of a win, whatever it takes. And look, you see this sometimes with Republicans. You see Republicans who are willing to burn down the store just to teach the party a message. It happens. It's why there's primaries, even against sometimes sitting presidents. Sometimes they're good primaries, sometimes they're bad. But the point is that, like Reagan against Ford, for example. But you're talking about people right now who are so batty, and they are. They're batty crazy, batty nut jobby. And now they are fighting to control the Democratic Party, fighting to control it. And the best thing that could happen is that they are so divided 10 months from now that you have Democrats who are saying, you know what, they're going to get stuck with Trump because they didn't listen to, they didn't elect my candidate, they didn't go with my guy, they didn't go with my gal. So fine, good. So send them a message, and we'll get it back in 4 years. We already started working now. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for here, a bitter, brutal battle. So nothing should, don't do anything that unites them. Now the good news is, and here's the upside, they're only going to be united for like a day, and then they go back to their craziness. Really, I mean, it's already started. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was telling Gail King on this morning's CBS morning show, or last night, or this morning, whatever it's going to air, that don't mess with us. Nancy Pelosi should learn a lesson. Don't mess with us. The Suicide Squad, we're women of color, we're not going to take it anymore. So the good news is the unity won't last more than a day or two, and then they'll be back to killing each other. But this is a good lesson. When they are killing each other again, and they will, stay out of it. Just stay out of it. Just don't, just let them do their thing. Let the painful passion of politics do its thing. It's a natural thing. It's like love. Really, it's like love, truly. When people are engaged in affairs, when people are engaged in marriages that don't work, all these things, you think of the bitterness that sometimes leads to murder and sometimes leads to, you know, bitter divorces and all kinds of lifetime. That's what primary politics is like. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. People who get involved in political campaigns, it's that same kind of a thing. You're putting your heart and soul on the line, and then now you got to deal with the person next to you who was working against you the whole time. It's not an easy place to be. And I fear, my big fear right now, of course, is that We are allowing the 2020 candidates to get away with just saying we're all Democrats. We're all Democrats and we're all one party united against hate, condemning hate. We're all united against this president. BS, you're not. You're not united at all. And everything we can do to show the fact that they are not united is a good thing. And everything they can do to divide themselves is even better. Which is good, because they are still killing each other in a very big way. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210 is the number. But you know, I got to tell you, the Mooch, Anthony Scaramucci, tweeted out something to the effect of, would the president have told a white guy from Europe to go back to where he came from? Yeah, I mean, if it was some loud, obnoxious guy who just got here from Italy, perhaps, on the floor of the House, yelling about how America stinks. Probably. I would think so. I would. I think, yeah. I think if a guy just immigrated here from, from England and was just on the floor of the House yelling about how the British should have won the war in 1776, or the best thing we ever did was burn down the White House. Yes, I would imagine the answer would be, why don't you go back to where you freaking came from, man? The notion that that's a racist comment, I think you got to go with the context of it. Ilhan Omar is from another country, and she doesn't particularly like this one very much. But if a guy came here overseas and stood on the floor of the House and said, you know, this country stinks in his native German tongue, I think we'd all agree, hey, yo, Kaiser, beat it, go back. That's how it works. And there's nothing racist about it. It's the way this country's always been. We've always been that way. Hey, you're welcome to come here, but if you don't like it, get the hell out. And if you're born here and you don't like it, leave. Go ahead. What do we care? The 70s, we had bumper stickers. We had songs that said America, love it or leave it. We've had patches. We've had all kinds of things. It's never been seen as racist till now.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.